Good day to you. Welcome to another edition of The Front Page on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Chuck Morales. Today we're joined by Morehead Mayor Jim Tom Trent as we talk about city business. And Mayor, always good to have you over.
Always good to be here, and thank you for soldiering on. I understand you're a little under the weather.
Well, you know, hopefully I'll be over the top here before too long. I appreciate your concern and your well wishes. Let's talk about something that you and I discuss a lot. I know that the police fire station is always a hot topic. It's something that's been at the top of your to-do list now for several months, say almost a couple of years, basically. But you're still moving closer. I guess it's with glacier-like speed you're getting there.
Yes, it's with cow-like reflexes that we're right there, you know, even closer. But no, we are actually this week we will be obtaining a strategic piece of property that will align us with a boundary for the piece of property that the bigger piece for the police and fire station. At that point, the owner of that larger piece, it'll be in their court, so to speak, and we will wait. We've been told it'll have to sometime, the decision will be made sometime in mid to late April, based on some facts that are going on. So, yes, I still can't announce it, but believe it or not, we're painstakingly closer than we've ever been, and we're in the best position we've ever been as far as having the clearest way to obtain it. That's the best I can say it without giving anything away. It took a long time to go through some older deeds and to try to make sure we were being able to become the clearest adjacent landowner. And by acquiring a small piece of land this week, that will put us in the best position we've been in, that the city's been in since, oh gosh, in over 20 years. So we're very excited about that, and I don't know if I can come back in April and announce it, but my hope is it'd be awesome to do it in May, because we do want to get that project going. It's something that's been high on my agenda since I took over in 2015. And literally, we've been talking about that and recreation opportunities since then, and we're finally seeing some of that hard work and cooperation and all the planning and everything starting to slowly come to fruition.
You mentioned that, and I guess what we should explain to people, you have to get this small piece of property in order to get the bigger piece of property. Explain why that has to happen.
Well, it's the entity that owns the piece of property that is where we're wanting to set the police and fire station. In order to be able to have a clean transfer of that property, you need to have one of a bordering adjacent property ownership. We thought we had it based on some old deeds and some old legal paperwork that had been around literally probably 40, 50 years. After going through and doing title searches, various surveys, and whatnot, we have gone back to that the entity that owns that, and they have told us, well, you know, this is okay, we can try this, but if you had this, you'd be better off. So we're obtaining this, what they're saying, and once we do that, it gives us the clearest opportunity to make a deal. And because of the nature of where it's at and who the owner of it is, you know, I'm not at liberty to say, but once I'm able to say that, it'll all make sense. I know people, it's like a soap opera. They followed it for 3 years now. But the good thing about it is we've vetted that property. We've been working with our police and fire and our dispatchers, our telecommunicators, and, you know, we've got some plans. We know what we want to do. So we're just ready to move forward. You just can't do anything. You can't put out RFPs for buildings. You can't do anything for architectural design, anything, until you have clear ownership of the property to show us exactly what we can do. Because there were some other easements that needed to be taken care of. There was another, there was a utility that we had to work with. We got that taken care of early on. And so, you know, we're just going through this pace. And when it's all explained in the end, this will be one of the best values that the city's been able to obtain in property in a long, long time. So the main thing is it will save the city a lot of money.
When you first started down this path, and I'll ask you this in terms of counsel as well, did you folks ever dream it could be this complicated as you closed in on a piece of property?
No, not really. But on the other hand, this project, anytime you look at something, you know, that's going to be several acres, there are so many different things you have to look at. You have to look at, you have to go in and do a GRO technical survey on the land. You have to look at floodplain issues. You have to look at ingress, egress. You have to look at, overhead utilities, underground utilities. And there's so many different things that, like I told you before, at some point we had looked at. If you take a Google Earth map and you go over it and you look and you just go over Moorhead and say, oh, well, there's a green piece of property. And that'd be perfect for it. Well, as you literally dig down into all the different things you need, and I've told you we've went through probably 20 different locations, and a lot of them will check many boxes, but when it comes down to it, they don't check enough. So this piece of property does do that, and because of the value we're going to be able to obtain in this piece of property, it's a trade-off. If you're going to get a great deal on something, sometimes you're going to have to jump through a lot of hoops to do it. And so, our main focus is to keep our community safe right from the very beginning. My family's been in law enforcement and been a first responder, and that's what we wanted to do right off the bat, something the city's wanted to do for a long time. So if you make that a priority, you want to give them the best opportunity to continue to give great services. And sometimes it's not a quick turnaround thing. But I believe, I'm very confident that once this is all said and done, people will look back and think, man, it was worth going through all that. And council is on board. They understand. We keep them updated every day. Literally, me and Rodney Fouch, our city planner, we work on this every week. So it's going to be exciting. I just wish I could tell you more.
And part of this, too, I know that you're being careful because this is also something where you're spending taxpayer dollars and you want the most bang for your buck here, and you don't want to overspend.
Everything we've tried to do when we go into spending money for projects, if you notice, we've been able to leverage several different partnerships recently, unprecedented partnerships, really, when you look at it with our recreational opportunities we're going to have, first by tourism going in and providing us money for the purchase of that property down there beside the Little League Field, the Perkins property, and also then going in with our proposed splash pad where you're going to have fiscal court giving us a partnership with $250,000. So, yes, our goal is not just to go do it. Our goal is to do it in the most efficient way possible, because we do take take great pride in being good stewards of taxpayers' money. We don't spend it haphazardly. We don't waste it. Matter of fact, we're going through starting our budget process again, and what we always go look at, we have such good folks with the city. We will come in, almost all department heads will come in 10, 15, 20% under budget year to year, and that goes to show you that we all take it serious. So, yes, going through the extra hoops to make sure that we have a great deal for the city, but also we spend the money wisely, that is taxpayers' money, then we think when we go out and talk to the public, if they see us doing that, they understand and they'll be behind it and support it even more.
Well, along those lines, I saw on the agenda for Monday night city council meeting you'd have the approval of the park master plan proposal, if you would explain that.
Yes, we purchased the Perkins property back in December of 2017. And for those of you who don't know, it's the big piece of property that's between the Little League Field on the left of Bridge Street. This property's on the right of Bridge Street as you're heading towards City Hall. That is between the city park and the recycling center. It's roughly 5 acres. You've got an acre and a half, 2 acres over the bank that kind of flattens out into Triplet Creek. And then on top, you have about 3 acres. Okay, so we've been wanting to do something with a water, recreational water activity facility, and we've decided to do a splash pad, which will be about 5,500 square feet. And in order to do that, we wanted to see how it laid out in our long-range plans to not only have space there for a 25 to 30,000 square foot indoor facility, as well as a 5,000 square foot senior center. And the senior center would be strategically located between the splash pad and the indoor center, so you wouldn't have to have three sets of bathrooms, three sets of showers, three set, you know, because that's where your expense is, as you know, when you start doing that. So our goal is long term to have that senior center. We've never had a senior center before. It's something that's been called upon for a long time. They could do activities in there. Seniors could have educational opportunities. They could have dinners. They could have social time. And it could be used for after school students, too, to come in and do homework and do tutoring and then go and play in the indoor facility once it's built. So council wanted us to look at, okay, how does that piece of property lay out for the best use of that property, the most efficient use? And so we put an RFP out a couple weeks ago in the paper. We had five responses. One was more of a advertisement. We had four bid-type proposals. And after a committee of two council persons, myself, Dave Morris, and Rodney Fouch, we looked at it and we decided upon CMW, who's out of Lexington, Brian Hill and Brad Boaz. They've done a lot of projects here in Moorhead with us. The other proposals were fine, but we liked the way they laid everything out. And to be honest with you, they're the ones who recommended a couple years ago that we started looking at the splash pad as opposed to a pool because of the cost, liability, and the ability to get it done rather quickly. So we've put together a committee that will be working on that. That's a prize of the folks I just told you, as well as a couple of citizen members who want their input, you know, people who have small children, and as well as Daryl Glover with the fiscal court magistrates, because he has been one of the ones, along with Stanley Messer, to really push that idea of partnering with this. So we're hoping to meet first time this week with CMW, and the goal is they have a 20-week plan, and depending on weather and a lot of other factors, we feel like we could possibly have this thing constructed by late July, early August, and it wouldn't take care of all the summer, but it would at least be something that we could give our youth and folks able to enjoy it the latter part of the summer. And also it helps us maybe do a trial run to see what we need to do for next year. So that's exciting stuff. But along that, there are two parallel plans, Chuck. One of them is to continue to look at the best use of that, but at the same time, we know we want to move forward on the splash pad now because we've got the funds, but also looking toward the future to do the indoor facility, senior center, put some parking, and over the bank, even look at the potential of doing like a kayak launch, fishing type things, if possible. So it's exciting stuff.
So how much will CMW be paid to draw up the plan for all this?
CMW, we approved $32,500 that we approved last night for that, the planning purposes.
So you feel pretty good, though, that this is all moving in the right direction?
Yes, sir. We're excited about it. You know, like again, none of this stuff, when you deal with permitting and all that from the state, when you do, especially when you deal with water recreational facilities, a lot of times those take longer because of the liability involved, but we feel like this will move quicker because it's not an actual pool. It'll be there'll be no standing water, so that should speed it up a little bit. But we believe we're ready to go. I know fiscal court members are excited about it because you know, they want to partner with us. Tourism is excited, and this all will bring together with the new playground that we're having waiting on to be installed sometime this spring or early summer. And we've converted our middle field that used to be a softball baseball field. It's converted into a little league field. Now we've grassed in the infield. We've made it a little league tournament dimension field, which means the fence is a little bit deeper than our other little league field. So we've already had people come up to us and we're ready to start hosting tournaments with a near future bid to maybe host the little league state tournament. So we're excited about that. We've you know, it's an older city park, but we've done a lot to improve what we've had, and we think it's all going in the right direction to improve quality of life for everybody, and also to help us with tourism opportunities.
Yeah, you continue to add to what you do, improve what you have, and I guess the long range plan is still at some point to maybe develop even totally new park.
Yes, if we can do that, you know, we in order to do that, you know, you can't stand pat with what you have. You have to continue the momentum, and we want to create so much activity there that it's going to scream that we have to do something, you know, larger in the future date. But you don't want to stand pat, and you don't want to wait 5, 6, 7 years. You want to continue to utilize and maximize what you have. And I have to give Dave Morris credit. He's been there over 20 years, and his crew, he has a crew of 3 maintenance workers now. You think about this, and the amount of fields that they get ready on a weekly basis, as we're starting to do here in spring for soccer and baseball and softball and all the different things, they do a great job of maintenance and maintaining those fields. We have people come in and rent our fields for tournaments, and they can't believe that those fields are 40 years old, you know, 40 and almost 50 years old. And it's because we do take care of our facilities, but able to give a refresher, able to enhance them, and maximize what we have with an eye to the future of maybe doing something on a larger scale later.
Again, our guest on Front Page is Moorhead Mayor Jim Tom Trent. I'm Chuck Moraz. We'll pause for just a moment, come back with more right after this.
There are many ways to connect with Moorhead State Public Radio. Log on to WMKY.org for enhanced regional news, on-demand audio and video, breaking news from NPR, and information on your favorite programs. Get links to Facebook and Twitter while you listen to our live broadcast online, or download mobile apps from NPR and take 90.3 FM with you everywhere. Connect with your community and Moorhead State Public Radio. Visit WMKY.org.
Back on Front Page, I'm Chuck Moraz. Moorhead Mayor Jim Tom Trent is our guest today. Mayor Trent, as we talk about things in the downtown, I know downtown development is also another issue that you and council and other officials here locally have been discussing and working on. And the one thing I was kind of curious about, I was going through the downtown and down by the corner of Main and Route 32, Flemingsburg Road, you've got some empty properties along Main. There was a, you know, a building that burned down, the old tanning salon there. There used to be a grocery store one time close to that. There was another building that held a barber shop in that area. A lot of empty property there. Has there been thoughts or talks about what could be done with those pieces of property? Because they're in a good spot.
Yeah, they are. And we're constantly looking at that. I know the chamber is always looking at bringing folks in and looking at the properties we have. Talking about Tracy Williams, she does a tremendous job. Also, Tony Pence. Tony's been very active. He's our downtown Moorhead Incorporated director, and he's always has his eyes open and ears to the ground looking for folks. And, yes, we want to see that all develop because, you know, that is right in part of the TIF district, you know, which is our tax increment financing district. And speaking of that, Luckett and Farley, who is our master developer for that, they've already had their point man coming in. His name's Steve Gressett. And you may see him around town. He's a big, tall, dark-headed fellow, about 6'5", and he's been going around looking at properties like that so they can look at what can develop. And they're thinking outside the box, too. They're not looking just at, okay, well, here we have a empty space as far as a building. What can we put in there? They're looking at that, but they're also looking, can we redevelop that? Can we look at this? What if there's other properties out there like the Big Dig, for example? Other things like that. What can we do to leverage with what we're doing downtown to enhance everything? So that's what we like about them. You know, they're coming in. They're not just looking at going in and doing, just a typical, well, we'll fill this space. They're looking at how they can redevelop the whole area and get it all to work together. So, yes, to answer your question, we're constantly looking for investment opportunities for people. And that TIF district, by us being designated as a TIF city, it's unbelievable the amount of interest that has gone up. Tony Pence tells me all the time that when we first passed that, with several hotel developers came in immediately. And since then, we've had other folks come in knowing that, hey, you're going to have a hotel there, it looks like. You're going to have this. How about this? How does this work? So we think we're on the cusp of a very large potential era of development downtown. And not just with the TIF folks, but also folks who may want to come and be on the outside that can either benefit the TIF district and also can be benefited themselves by the TIF district.
You know, in certain situations, and we talked about this too before, that when we talk about downtown property, that sometimes people will say, well, geez, it's cost prohibitive in some ways to buy these properties because the people who own them, and it's their right to ask for whatever they want for their land. But at the same time, they say, you know, it's tough to buy these properties for what they want and turn around and do what we want to do with them and still make a good profit. Are you having any issues with that?
Well, and again, like you said, that's anybody whose family has worked hard to maintain a piece of property over the years or enhanced a piece of property or they've held on it through their family or their incorporations or whatever, you know, that's their right. I mean, that's their right to do that. and it's their right to be able to, you know, have a starting point on whether they want to sell it or not. If they do, what they want for it, and that's fine. And we've not had anybody, knock on wood, this absolutely be prohibitive to where we can't talk to anyone. That's where people like Tony and people on our TIF board, chamber, even tourism, and this fella that's coming in that's heading the property, or excuse me, the project for Luckett and Farley. I think if you can get in front of people who own these properties and explain to them that, yes, you know, this is what we want to do. If you can tell them and let them share in the vision, and it may not be 100% people are going to go on and sell their property, but if you, I think we'll have more that will be willing to deal than not if they will buy into the Moorhead they love, the Moorhead that, you know, their hometown, and if they want to see it continue to grow and develop, it's a vision folks need to buy into. And sometimes it takes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 conversations maybe to get that. But that's where we have a lot of people working, and everybody is working as a team, moving in the right direction. There's no pressure. If you don't want to do it, you decide you're bent on not doing it, that's fine. But if you will look at the future of Moorhead, if you want your town, your hometown, that town your family has taken pride in, continue to grow, there's ways that there can be some meeting in the middle on these type of things. And what a great legacy. Let's say you've got a high piece of property that could potentially be a high price, and it's strategically located. Well, what if it can be a legacy? What if, you know, some part of the family can be recognized by that and working on a deal? And those are all type. Nothing's off the table. And so that's what I like about a small town. Yes, you have the right to sell what you hold dear to whatever price you want, but at the same time, you know, you can also be into the future and have yourself as part of the legacy of what's moving forward.
And if you know it, but Moorhead could end up being the 2019 location for the state championship horseshoe pitch tournament. I know that you had a gentleman at the meeting to talk about that, so it could be a big deal.
A world champion. Mr. Rakestraw, he's a world champion, did not know that. He came in and he had met with Dave Morris, our Parks and Rec director. He'd met with Jamie Breeze over at the conference center, and I know he and Joy are going to be talking soon. Joy Brown, who by the way won a huge award that was covered on Friday, and tremendous award that they won there with tourism, making us one of the strongest tourism commissions around and areas. But I mean, there's another thing. I mean, you know, people want to be part of positive things going on. You know, I mean, that, I don't think that happened by accident. I mean, if they see all the growth and all the things we're doing here in Moorhead, we go back to it's always been a negative connotation to have peer pressure. You know, negative, don't give in to peer pressure. Well, that may be true when you're dealing with drugs and alcohol and crime and that kind of stuff, obviously. But when you're moving them in the right direction and people see that Moorhead is really – you know, grabbing headlines for positive with the university, Space Science Center, tourism, the development district, recreational opportunity. If they see all this stuff, and that stuff gets out in the news, people know what's going on. And people want to come and say, hey, Moorhead's a hot place right now. Let's come there. The beautiful thing about it is this can be an indoor tournament. Didn't know they had indoor horseshoe pitching tournaments, Chuck. Did you? I mean, I know you. I know they called you ringer.
If with my brother for doing that when I was about 10.
So well, I'm not talking about the front room and pitching it over the TV. But, you know, I mean, didn't I used to call you the ringer? I didn't know if that was.
Yeah, but it was a whole other thing.
I got you.
We won't even get into that.
Yeah, that's right. We don't have enough. That's a whole other show.
Because there is a restraining order right now in place.
But. That's right. It is a family show. But it's a unique opportunity. They would bring in between 75 and 200 contestants, which then would multiply by 4 or 5 people. So you're looking upwards of 1,000 people coming in for the weekend. So we're thinking very seriously about bidding on that. Only 7 cities right now in the state have it, and Somerset being one of them. And so, you know, again, if you start doing that and bringing people in for different things like the trails, the recreational opportunities, and all of a sudden, you know, we become known as the horseshoe pitching stop on the state tournament rotation every year. With an opportunity to have it every 6 or 7 years, that's a good thing.
Real quick, because we've got to wrap up the show, When will you determine if you're going to make a bid on this, and when will you find out whether or not that bid would be accepted?
Well, the tournament is every September. So the September 18 this year has already been filled, so this would be for the 19, and I would think it has to be in probably before the September, the next one would be in the state. So we're going to work with Joy Brown and Dave Morris, and we're all going to talk and meet and talk to Mr. Regenstrahl and try to figure out, you know, what we want to do, because it's going to, you know, we may get some sponsors to help us with that, the amount of money it takes to bid, but we're going to give it definitely consideration.
All right, Mayor, thanks as always.
Thank you.
Morehead Mayor Jim Tom Trent, our guest on Front Page. I'm Chuck Meraz, your host. See you next time.